Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School, La Mirada. Thanks for joining us here at Solid Ground. And today, Pastor Brian starts a week-long study on the topic of living in the light of the Lord's return from chapter 13 of the book of Romans, verses 8 through 14. Pastor Brian begins the study by addressing the priority of love in the life of the Christian. And now let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
Please turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. And this evening we'll be covering verses 8 through 14. I've entitled this message, Living in Light of the Lord's Return. And the end times is primarily emphasized there in verses 11 through 14. And then in verses 8 through 10, he speaks on the priority of love. And it's always the right time to walk in love as you read the Bible. It's definitely emphasized the aspect of our need to be loving towards one another. But let's read verses 8 through 14 as you'd follow along in your Bibles. Apostle Paul says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in the saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of lights. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in licentiousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." Let's work our way through this important portion of Scripture, verse by verse here. Verses 8 through 10, focusing on the priority of love, where the Scripture tells us here in verse 8, owe no one anything. And when you first read that, it does sound like that you should never borrow anything from anybody or ever borrow any money. And I don't think that's what the Scripture would place upon us. I do believe that if we have a debt, we're to pay it, and that's the command that is here. The NIV, the version that I don't usually use, but it does have a good translation of this passage of Scripture, and it emphasizes this. It says, "Let no debt remain outstanding." I think that's what's being communicated here. But I would also like to look at this aspect of debt and being in debt to other people and what the Scripture says about that. A couple, if you would like to write some notes down, in Exodus chapter 22, verse 25, it says for the Jews in the land that they were not to lend money with interest to the poor. God didn't want his people to be indebted and in bondage. Also, Psalm 37, verse 21 says, "The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives." It is evil to borrow something and not pay it back. Whether that's any type of loan, a righteous individual will pay that debt off even to their own hurts for their reputation and so that their name would not be slandered. They want to uphold their name and they don't want to embarrass the name of Jesus Christ. So if you do have debt, what the Scripture would command of you is to pay it back. And you need to work hard at doing that so you don't disgrace the name of Jesus Christ. And I remember hearing a story that Greg Laurie went into a restaurant and they put up the checks of the people that bounced their checks at the restaurant, and one of them had a nice Christian fish on there, smiled, "Jesus loves you." And he was embarrassed, so he paid that check and said, "You know, a Christian shouldn't act this way, and that's not the way that we want to represent the Lord Jesus Christ." And we could probably go broke doing that, as many as you see, unfortunately, but a tremendous testimony of not wanting to shame the name of Christ in this area of debts. Let's look at a couple other passages of Scriptures. I would like you to turn over to Proverbs chapter 22. And listen to what this passage of Scripture says, Proverbs 22 and verse 7. He says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender," especially at 18.9% interest on a credit card. You're always at servants. And if you pay the minimum off each month, it'll take you 20 to 30 years to get that thing covered. And it's a bondage that you could get yourself into. And we need to be wise in the way that we'd use the finances and the resources that the Lord's given to us. And I think it's to our own detriment that you get so many credit cards. I get these things in the mail all the time of new credit cards that I could get. And we have to be careful that we don't place ourselves in debt and not being able to pay off the things that we borrow from. And we have to really examine our hearts. And just like it's a covetous heart that we want more than what the Lord has provided for us. And before credit cards were, there was a limit to a person's greed. They'd run out of money, and they didn't have a credit card to charge things on. They weren't as accessible as they are today. But now, it's just so easy to get, and it's easy to get into that trap. And, once this credit card's maxed out, we get the other one that comes in the mail. And then we just get getting further and further in debts. And there are some statistics, I don't know how exactly true they are, but they said that finances is one of the areas that is one of the main reasons for the breakup of marriages. That's what husbands and wife fight over the most in many situations. And they say up to 50% of marriages at divorce, one of the main issues is finances. And so the scripture is giving us wisdom here, is that the borrower truly is servants to the lender. And I believe that God's ideal would be that we would not be in debts, and then we'd pay the things that we do owe. And with a credit card, it could just go from bad to worse. And some people get so greedy that when their credit card runs out, the next thing they're going to do is steal because they just have to have. And that's what our society is trying to, you know, induce into our hearts by all the commercials that are there. You have to have these things to live a nice, happy life. And, some of these commercials are just, they're just so phony. If you'd watch it, they put some dorky guy in a nice sports car, and now all the women love him because he has this new car. Think about it. They're trying to sell you a bill of goods, and people are falling into that trap, and it creates a lot of pressure. And money is an issue that husbands and wives will fight over. And what I've done at our Bible school is I've told individuals that if you're going into the ministry, the one thing you want to do is you want to first of all get out of debts. Because you have to realize that when a church hires you, you're not going to be at the top pay end of the scale. And if you have all this debt, you have priced yourself out of the ability for a church to hire you. And so you need to free yourself so that you don't owe anything to anybody, so that you can be hired at a salary that the church would be able to pay an individual. And the Lord put those things, those principles in my heart. When I was down in San Diego, I came across the scripture, owe no man anything, and I took that literally, as that was what the Lord had for my life at that time. And I believe the Lord was saying to me, I want you to be able to move literally overnight. If I tell you I want you to go here, I want you to be able to move just like that. And you're not going to have to try and undo all this financial responsibility, and I just needed to be free to be directed where the Lord was calling me to. And I lived that way. And literally, overnight, we were able to move. I had a gardening business that I gave to another brother that was there in the area, and I could just take off. There was no roots. And the Lord showed me, when I show you to put down roots, that's when I want you to put roots down. And I had to be obedient to that, and that means that I had to do without some things. So it would have been nice to be able to go and get a car. But it's like the Lord said, no, don't do that. Don't be indebted to a payment. I want you to be able to move overnight. And I lived that way. And that's one of the things that was the Lord opened up the opportunity for me to come here and be at La Mirada. And when I started pastoring here, Kevin was a pastor and he passed away. And his widow was still here. And the church had to financially support her until the insurance, paid. And they were trying not to pay. And so basically we had to live on, my wife and I, on very little on what the church could afford. But I was able to do that because I owed not a penny to anybody. That's the way the Lord prepared me for ministry. And I pass that same truth on to those that want to go into ministry. And I believe that's the first thing you need to do, is strip away all the debt that you have so you can prepare yourself for the Lord's calling and what He wants to do in your life. And look with me over in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15. Look what the Lord says about the nation of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 15. Since that time, I believe the Lord said, you're to stay here in La Mirada and be in this area. And the Lord's allowed me to put roots down. And even at that, you have to always be ready for what the Lord has, open to that. But I know He said, this is the area that I want you to be in. And I felt at that point the Lord allowed me to